Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about Chanukah, a little Dvar Halacha about Chanukah, and that Hashgafa I'll say for another time. That is the Gemara says Masechet Shabbos. And first of all, the Mefarshim point out that there's very little in the Gemara about the Shabbos. If you take the Mishnah, for example, about Chanukah, if you take the Mishnah, the whole Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, and we have a Masechet Megillah about Purim, but Chanukah is only mentioned once in the Mishnah, and it's Agav, the Agav, the Agav, the Agav. The Mishnah of Rav Kama talks about a chenveni that has a candle, that has a lantern in front of his store, and there's a gamal that's teuna pishtan, long pishtan, and the pishtan is ignited by the lantern, and the camel moves and sets fire to a house, and the house gets burnt down. So there's a shaila: who is chayav? Is it the baal of the owner of the lantern, al seish, or is it the owner of the gamal, because it's considered to be regel, your mazik derech ilucha? And the Gemara says it depends. If the ner was outside of the store, the balo eish is chayav, because he shouldn't have let his ner outside of the store. But if it's in the store, but the pishtan went into the store, the balo eish is not chayav, because the eish was in a makam of shmira. And then the Mishnah says, but Rav Yehuda says, no, but if it was a ner Chanukah, even if it's bachutz, the balo eish is not chayav, because the mitzvah of ner Chanukah is outside. That's Chanukah. The whole mention of Chanukah in the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah is that one Mishnah. So the Chassam Sofer says a lot of things. Chassam Sofer says, number one, I mean, he makes it sound almost like a rivalry, but there's a deeper meaning. He wants to say that Rav Yehuda HaNasi comes from Malchus Beis David, and the Malchei Chashmainai should not have made themselves Malachim, the Ramban says. That was an Aveira of Lo Yosur Shevet Mi Yehuda. So Memela, Rav Yehuda HaNasi didn't want to give the Malchei Chashmainai any special chashivas. So he didn't want to emphasize the miracle of the Chashmainayim being Menaseach over the Yavanim. No, but in a deeper meaning, what the Chassam Sofer really means is like this. The Chassam Sofer really means that Chazal were equivocal. They had a lot of ambiguity, because if you look at the Nitzachin of Malchus Beis Chashmainai, as you see in the Al HaNisim, it was the spiritual defeat of the Kaichas of Yavan. That Yavan wanted to destroy Am Yisrael, not physically, spiritually. Right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Nitzachai to be Miskaber over the Temeim. But the problem was that the Malchei Chashmainai, who started off as Sadiqim, the Maccabees, the first generation, were very righteous. They turned into the very enemy they were fighting against. They turned into the Misyavnim. They turned into the Hellenists. They persecuted the Chachamim. So in retrospect, by the time the miracle of Chanukah happened, in terms of secular dating, around 180 BCE, the Mishnah was completed 200 of the Common Era. So that's almost 400 years later. 400 years later, we look back at the Nitzachon of the Chashmainayim, and from the perspective of Chazal, it was a failure. It was a political failure, because the Malchus Chashmainai was conquered by Rome. By the time the Mishnah was written, we were dominated by the Romans. And there had been a Churban by the Sheni as well, Bar Koch Churban by Sheni. But more importantly, it was a spiritual failure, because the Nitzachon against Yavan turned out not to be Nitzachon. In fact, this is really historically, although in the yeshiva world, people don't like to give historical types of answers. But you know, one of the kashas everybody asks is that in the Al HaNisim is a tefillah that is as old as the Nitzachon itself. The whole Al HaNisim is about the Nitzachon against the Yavanim. It is not about the miracle of the Pach HaShemen. It is not about the fact that one day of oil lasted for 8 days. It is about the Nitzachain of the Milchama. And even the reference in Al HaNisim to Hidliku Neiris B'chatzreis Kodshecha is not referring to any miracle. It's just saying we dedicated the Beis HaMikdash, and we were able to light Neiris. So people ask the Kasha, the Yalla Nisim is all about the Nitzachon of Milchama, but what we celebrate every day is the miracle of the Pach HaShemen. So why was that? And in fact, in Megillas Tainis, it only describes the miracle of the Pach HaShemen. But the answer is Pashut. Bishaitai, at the time of the Nes of Chanukah, the Nitzachon Milchama was more important than the Pach HaShemen. The Pach HaShemen, the Val Ganes, Pach HaShemen. But the Nitzachon against the Yavanim, and to be able to purify the Beis Hamikdash to serve Hashem, that was the big deal. That was Am Yisrael surviving. But 400 years later, so the Al HaNisim, which was Mesukin B'Shaitai, emphasizes the Nitzachon Milchama. But L'Dairis, where that Nitzachon largely evaporated, and Fakeret, the Chashmonaim Gufa, became instruments of Hellenism and persecution. Again, it's an irony. It's an irony. If any of you ever read George Orwell's Animal Farm, which was a parody of the Russian Revolution. So if you remember, the animals rebel and they overthrow the human dictators, and eventually the animals, or some of the animals, become as bad as the humans, right? This was his time that, you know, Stalin was not much better than the Tsar. Stalin was worse than the Tsar, you know. So what are you marviach by revolutions? French Revolution, the same thing. Robespierre, whatever, you know, all of these guys. Pol Pot, all these big revolutions. Now again, the American Revolution, Baruch Hashem, seems to, although some people claim American the same thing, but, you know, by and large, people, the American Revolution is a Yaisim and Aklal, Eretz Yisrael, the war, our war of independence. But it is often a phenomenon, but China's another example, right? The communist revolution to overthrow whatever they had before. You know, how much misery did that cause? The Cuban Revolution, same thing, Castro. Yeah. So you often see this idea that people who want to overthrow, right, their kavanas might be good on some level, but they often become worse than what they tried to overthrow. So, and that's why you find, if you go through the Gemara, you'll see Kemat, Chazal say very, very little about the Tekufa of the Chashmonaim. Not just the Chanukah story, but about the Malchei Chashmonaim. This is Yanai HaMelech, etc. It's Kemat always, it's Kemat always bad. They never have anything good to say about Malchei Chashmonaim, because the Malchei Chashmonaim were persecutors of the Chachamim. It's Mamish, I mean, Lahavdil, it Mamish is George Orwell. They became the enemy that they overthrew. So Mimela, again, as I say, in the Yeshiva world, people don't like historical answers, but I'll peep shot. The Al HaNisim was Mesukin B'Shaitai, and it emphasizes the Nitzachin. That Lakas HaNeris is L'Dairis, which emphasizes the miracle of the Pach HaShemen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha Pratis. It's not so pashut when, in other words, like this. The first mention we have of it, there's a mitzvah to be madlik, the mitzvah to be madlik, is not in the book of Maccabees. You see, it's interesting. The contemporary accounts of all of these wars, and again, it's a whole 25-year civil war. It wasn't just a short thing. Is in the Sfarim Chitzayim. They call the Apocrypha. And this is the Sefer Chashmonaim, which in English they call the Book of the Maccabees. There are actually four books of the Maccabees, but the wars are mainly in the Book of the Maccabees 1. And if you read the Book of the Maccabees 1, you know, it only talks about Nitzachon. It does not talk about it. First of all, it doesn't even mention the miracle of the Pach HaShemen. Okay. But Vaday does not say there's any mitzvah. It says there's a mitzvah to give halel, give haidah, give gratitude, shevach v'haidah, the Al HaNisim. But it does not mention the Pach HaShemen, and it does not mention a chiyuv to be madlik neiris. So as far as I know, again, I'm not 100% expert in this. So the Book of the Maccabees is around like 150 BCE, which is only like 30 years after the Milchamas. Very early. May have been written in Greek, as a matter of fact. So the first mention is in Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis records the Pach HaShemen. And that is the brisa that the Gemara quotes in Masechet Shabbos. Now, just a little again, historical explanation. What is Megillas Tainis? So Megillas Tainis is actually the first document of Torah Shebal Peh, of Halacha, that was written down, even earlier than the Mishnah. The Mishnah was written down around 200 Common Era. Megillas Tainis is like 100 years earlier, so it's still 200 years after the Hanukkah story. Now, Megillas Tainis, it's a very confusing name. Yes. Megillas Tainis was during the Bayis Sheni. That's why. Well, you'll see how we know this. And Megillas Tainis is actually a listing of all of the days of the year when you're not allowed. It's Megillas Tainis. You're not allowed to fast because these were happy days. And a lot of those days, you know, very interesting historically, you know, you've never heard of before. It would be like 50 days of the year, besides the Yomim Tovim. Megillas Tainis doesn't mention the Yomim Tovim. That's D'oraisa. But this day, this happened, and this day, this happened, and this day, this happened. So imagine you'd have like 40 extra days. Now, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, Bukla Megillas Tainis. After the Chorban, all of those days are no longer Yomim Tovim, except for Chanukah and Purim. Purim is already in Tanakh, right? So Chanukah is the one survivor of Megillas Tainis being bottled. So Megillas Tainis is mamish the earliest of Torah Shebal Peh, 100 years before the Mishnah. And the Gemara quotes it, again, the Gemara quotes it in Tainis a lot, and it quotes it in Masechet Shabbos. And it is Megillas Tainis that says there is a chiyuv to be madlik ner Chanukah. Now, does that mean that that's when they were masakin it? You know, I don't know. Words, all I can tell you is the takana was between the Book of the Maccabees, which is around 150 BCE, and Megillas Tainis, that is like 100 CE.
Okay. Mean that even at 180 they already had it, they just read it in the Maccabees?
That is possible. Yeah. In other words, lo re'inu ein araya, meaning I can't prove it to you, but it is not mentioned. That much I can tell you. So you could say a few things. You could say, well, it's not mentioned, but they did it. Efshir. Or it's not mentioned because it was not a takana, because even the lashon of Megillas Tainis is lashana acheres kavu b'halol v'hayda. In other words, it seems to indicate a year after the miracle they made Chanukah days of halol v'hayda, but it doesn't say b'feirish they were koveya hadlakas neiras. So history is helpful here because what you actually see is you see a redefinition of what the celebration of Chanukah is about, a movement away from the Nitzachon towards the Hadlakas HaNeiros, the Hashgacha Pratis of the Rivayno Shel Eden. Okay. In fact, by the way, Maral goes with this too. Maral says, you know, one of the famous kashas of Chanukah is the kasha of the Beis Yosef, right? The world's famous kasha. If they found enough oil for one day and it burnt miraculously for 8 days, so why is Chanukah 8 days? It should only be 7 days. Right? Famous Beis Yosef's kasha. And there are at least 500 terutzim to this kasha, because I saw a sefer that has 500 terutzim. So 500 terutzim. So everyone talks about this. But I'll give you two terutzim that are a little historical based. One is from Rav Yaakov Emden. Rav Yaakov Emden says that yes, we have a mitzvah of Hadlakas HaNeiros, Zecher L'Neis, that's true. But he says the kaviyas of Chanukah for 8 days is not because of the miracle of the Pach HaShemen. It is because the Chanukah Sabayis was 8 days. Remember, Chanukah was the Chanukah Sabayis. And Chanukah is always 8 days because you see in the Midbar, when the Mishkan was dedicated, they had Shiva Shimei HaMiluim, and followed by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So the union of a Chanukah Sabayis is Nimshach for 8 days. Now the Maaseh is a little schwer because the Chanukah of Shlomo HaMelech was 14 days, so it's not clear why they went back to the Mishkan, but be it as it may. So Rav Yaakov Emden says, the 8 days of Chanukah, good, the Hadlakas HaNeiros might be a Shaychus to the Nes, but the 8 days of Chanukah is not al Stenes of the Pach HaShemen, The 8 days of Hanukkah is also the Chanukah Sabayis. Maharal says that the first day of Hanukkah is Shevach V'Haidah on the Milchama. And the next 7 days are Zecher L'Nes Pach HaShemen. So the first day we're giving Shevach V'Haidah on the Milchama. Now, the only question I have, I think this is a bit of a kasha, both on the Maharal and Rav Yaakov Emden, is, all right, so I understand why Hanukkah is 8 days, but why do you light a menorah the first day? I mean that's still going to be true. Because if you're telling me that the first day is for the milchama, or the 8 days is Chanukah Sabayis, but the etzem nes of the Pach HaShemen is only the 7 days, so l'chayra, you could theoretically have had we could have made Hanukkah this way. We could have made Hanukkah that the first day we have Hallel and Ala Nisim, and then we start lighting the second day. In other words, l'chayra, they're not masbir why we light the menorah the first day. And so for that, you have the other 498 terutzim. There was a miracle. They found the oil. You know, many, many different terutzim. Where the Beis Yosef says that they divided the oil into eighths. They only poured in one eighth, and it burnt the whole time. Or they emptied it, and as soon as they emptied it, it filled up again. So they saw on the first day. I mean, you know, many, many different terutzim.
But yeah, the first day was going to give the nays the war.
That's what he says. Yeah, that's what I'm
also
saying.
Like you fit beautifully, and also explain why we like all 8 days. You say that the first day wasn't a nace because that we had that amount of oil already.
Right. That's right.
So it was really a natural miracle, just like the war was a natural miracle.
Uh huh. I see. So you're selling. That is a beautiful teretz that they give. That part of what a nace. The Ramban says a nace means a banner, a flag. Really. Everything in life is a miracle. We say in Shemona Esrei, Al Nisecha Shebechol Yaimimanu. Elamai, we take it for granted because it's Teva. But once in a while, the Eibishter does something that's Lamaila Ben HaTeva. And then you realize, you know, everything's a miracle. So the miracle of the oil burning extra is designed that we should say that even the normal burning of oil is a miracle. In fact, the Chassam Sofer is Medayek. In Ma'isur, you know, Ma'isur, the piyut that we sing after Hadlakas Haner. So it says, right, the piyut is miyusad, right, if you follow the piyut, it's actually a very interesting piyut. The piyut is miyusad on the four gullias, Mitzrayim, and then the four gullias. There's a stanza that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and then he redeemed us from Babel, and from Persia, and from Yavan. Yavan is the Hanukkah one, Yavan and Nikritzu Alai. And then the last one is the Tefillah, that Kishem, that he redeemed us from from Mitzrayim, Babel, Yavan, Paras, and Yavan. May he redeem us from the Umma Harisha, the evil empire of Eden. That's the one that's heavily censored, a lot of different Nuschais, and that is why people are singing Ma'asur from different Sidurim. They may have different versions in the last one. And anyway, there are a lot of different versions. The Rama actually wrote an alternative ending. There are like 33 alternative endings for the last stanza. But in the one for Yavan, which is the Hanukkah story, like Yavanim Nikritzu, so it says, B'nei Bina Yemei Shemayna Kavu Shir Urinanim. B'nei Bina, people with Bina, made Hanukkah 8 days. So what's the Shaychist Bina? What's B'nai Bina Yimei Shemayna? One answer is, the words rhyme. You have to have a rhyme. Ma'asur is a rhyming pattern. Right? So you do what you have to do. The Chassam Sofer says, Gevaldik. What is a Chacham? A Chacham is someone who takes in information. I see things, I learn. Bina is Maven Davor Miteich Davor. A Chacham would have made Hanukkah 7 days. The Eibishter did a miracle. The oil should have only lasted 1 day. It burnt 8 days. I see a miracle. By the way, that's Masha. You have to be a Chacham. There's a person go through life and not even see an open miracle. L'chol apachas, a Chacham sees an open miracle. But a Maven Dovar Miteich Dovar, even the Teva is a miracle, both the Nitzachon Milchama and the oil that burns it off. Right, that's what Bnei Bina Yemei Shemayna cover, the Chlam Sefer says. And that's what the Gemara says. If you remember the Gemara in Tainus, Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, right, was very, very poor. The Kaddish Baruch Hu says, Kala Eilam Kulay Nizan Bischus Chananya Bini. The whole, or Chanina Bini, the whole world gets Mezainus because of Chanina ben Daisa. And Chanina ben Daisa is mistapek with the Kav Charuvim, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. So he was so poor, there was no oil to be Madlik Shabbos candles. So he told his wife, put in vinegar. She says, vinegar doesn't light. Mi shemitzava al hashemen v'yadlik, itzava al hachaymetz. Meaning, you know, the fact that oil burns is a miracle. So mimei l'chaymetz can burn too. Right, so that's the idea. Everything is a miracle. So what you're saying is good. But as they say, there are many, many terutzim. But the point is, in fact, Rav Yaakov Emden goes even further. Rav Yaakov Emden says even something which is really, I mean, it's really very, very unusual. He says, I misspoke a moment ago, when he says that the 8 days is because of Chanukah Sabayas. Listen to this. No, now it's Rav Yaakov Emden. Yeah, when Rav Yaakov Emden says Chanukah Sabayas, it doesn't even mean, I didn't say this before, it doesn't even mean the Chanukah Sabayas of the Chashmonoim. It's the Chanukah Sabayas of Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. In other words, according to him, the 8 days of Chanukah, as 8 days, have nothing to do with the Maccabees, nothing to do with the Chashmonoim, nothing to do with the Pach HaShemen, at least initially. They are celebrating the Chanukah Sabayas of the Bayis Sheni. But in some ways, that's really hard to understand. I mean, so why don't we celebrate the Chanukah Sabayas of the Bayis region? I mean, we're celebrating the 8 days that they dedicated the Bayis Sheni? No, but you see what he's saying. He's saying it's not what the Chashmonaim did. It's the.
I'm saying because what they did is they reset it back to what originally was.
I see what you're saying. So you want to say that we still connect it to the Chashmonaim in the sense that they enabled that first Chanukah to have a kiyum, to have a hemshech. Okay, I could be what you're saying is correct. So it's still connected to the Chashmonaim. But he points out, indeed, Rav Yaakov Emden points out, that if you look in the book of Chagai and Zechariah, you'll actually see, this is hundreds of years before Chanukah. You actually see that the Chanukah of the Bayis Sheni was Chaf Hei B'Kislev. That date is actually recorded in the Sifrei Nevi'im itself. And Rav Yaakov Emden says, that's what Chanukah is, connected that particular way. Okay. Alright, so actually, I didn't even get to what I wanted. So we'll have... Do they ask, is Hanukkah next, when is the first night of Hanukkah? Next Tuesday?
No, today.
Okay. Okay.
I probably won't have a break, though, until the next, I don't have a break until after Hanukkah.
No, I understand that, but the question is, when do they, what time do they light Neiros, in terms of these shiurim? Are these shiurim going on, or?
I think.
Are these during Lich
Bechir? The day was they made a break. At some point, they were, at the end of Seder, or the second Seder.
No, they finished Seder early.
All right. We'll have to see. Okay. Save it. Okay. We'll see. I have more to say about it. Don't irritate me.